Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Thumb Glass of Bad Axe. For automotive glass replacement, door, window, and screen replacement, residential and commercial window sales and installation, call the only glass company in Thumb with over 50 years hometown reputation. That's Thumb Glass behind Huron Auto Parts in Bad Axe. And the Cass City Public School District announced its Student of the Month. The Junior High Student of the Month is, drumroll please, Lola Dorland, who is in 8th grade. She loves to play soccer, basketball, drawing, hanging out with friends, and listening to Taylor Swift. Her favorite staff members are Mrs. Hahn and Mrs. Leslie. Quote, "It's hard to choose because they are both amazing. They have positive attitudes in class, and they make a day bright," noted Orland. The high school student of the month is Mika Darcy, who is in the 10th grade. Darcy likes to play basketball, soccer, and playing cards. His favorite staff member is Mrs. Graff. He likes when she sings on Veterans Day, and she's always communicating on grades. According to Darcy, he loves Mr. Gruber's classes, especially physics, and the bridge building competition. During Tuesday's meeting of the Sanilac County Board of Commissioners, approval was given to extend some agreements of the Sanilac Area Violence Elimination Council Program, or the SAVE program. Commissioners approved extending the agreement between the county and SAVE for 1 year and to extend the contract between the county and the Child Abuse Prevention Council for 1 year. To do that, funds from the SAVE millage will be used. Voters approved 2/10 of a millage for 2022 to 2025 to fund programs related to child abuse, domestic violence, sexual assault, and homelessness in the county. Commissioners also approved allowing the Sanilac County Community Mental Health to sponsor Project Connective Neighbors Helping Neighbors each September at a cost not to exceed $15,114 each year. The funding for that will come from the SAVE millage. During the meeting, commissioners approved the $41,135 purchase from Thompson Chevrolet of Ubley for a 2026 Chevy Traverse for the Veterans Transportation Program. The funding for that purchase will come from the Veterans Affairs millage. Approval was given to purchase a 2007 Chevrolet 15-passenger van that has 96,000 miles on it from Graff Chevrolet of Sandusky for the county's inmate work crew program to use. The cost for that purchase is not to exceed $14,834 and will be paid for by using the Inmate Commissary Fund. And the Sanilac Townships are developing ordinances and procedures to keep up with changing times. The Sanilac Township Board of Trustees adopted ordinances regarding the governing of short-term rentals, which has become a popular option for property owners to do. After that was done, the township drafted a job description for an administrator for the short-term rentals. With that, the board is now advertising for someone to fill that position. In other action, during the November meeting, the board approved the purchase of a network server cabinet and D-Link Ethernet switch plug for the township water tower. The cost for that is not to exceed $300. Also, the board approved sending a certified letter to the property owner of 310 North Lakeshore Road and to 340 North Lakeshore Road that water service will be shut off on December 1st if those water bills are not paid in full. The board also approved the land split request made by Daniel and Christine Kelly to have 14,743 acres of land at 124 Greening Road separated from a 41.07-acre parcel. I'm sorry, 14.743 acres, not 14,000. When we come back after the Thumb Glass sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
This is TJ from Thumb Glass, located next to Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe. We want to thank you, Huron County, for voting us the number one glass shop for 6 years running. We truly appreciate your support. If you need automotive glass replacement or residential glass repair, do what thousands of your neighbors and friends do. Call us at Thumb Glass and Bad Axe first at 989-269-8131. We can take care of your glass and help you deal with your insurance company. Whether you need an auto or home glass repair, we're your number one stop shop, Thumb Glass, besides Huron Auto Parts, just south of the light in Bad Axe.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, federal prosecutors and Justice Department officials have publicly criticized a judge's handling of proceedings involving former FBI Director James Comey. This unusual step highlights growing tensions between the judiciary and federal law enforcement over legal strategy and case management, raising questions about the impartiality and transparency of sensitive national security-related trials. And for international news, Indonesia's Mount Semeru erupted unexpectedly, leaving more than 170 climbers stranded on its slopes. Authorities launched a major rescue operation to evacuate those trapped by ash and volcanic debris, with experts monitoring conditions for further eruptions. The incident underscores the ongoing challenges of managing tourism and risk in inactive volcanic regions. And you can get the full stories of this, along with your weather and obituaries, anytime from thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Thumb Glass of Bad Axe. For automotive glass replacement, door, window, and screen replacement, residential and commercial window sales, and installation, call the only glass company in the Thumb with over 50 years hometown reputation. That's Thumb Glass, behind Huron Auto Parts in Bad Axe.